This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Well, you can find us out there on Twitter. Rumya is at AllRams with a Z. I'm at AMI Kelly Mac. Always nice to have a conversation with you out there. If you want to send a question, query, or any concern, or just want to just have some fun, you know, and know some stuff about scheduling or anything like that, feedback at AMI.ca. Great way to do that. And also, don't forget the Accessible Media Inc. Facebook page. Some good conversations and content out there in which to take in. Rumya Muth and Kelly McDonald, we are the hosts of the program. Thanks for being with us.
Well, Kels, every Thursday, I had to remember what day it was, Michael Fair joins us for a little bit of everything. And today we're getting into audio entertainment. Let's bring him on.
Hi, I'm Mike Fair. iPhones, iPods, and iPads are everywhere, and they're doing great things for the blind. We explore all that, plus audio entertainment, dramas, podcasts, internet radio, and games. We share it all on Kelly and Company.
Mike, let's follow up Easter and the Easter long weekend with an audio trip to 11th century England. So, brother, am I saying this right, Cadfael?
Yeah, it's Cadfael. It's Cadfael, Welsh, okay. Actually. So, yeah.
Okay. So, brother Cadfael awaits us in his herbalist workshop, and three feature-length adventures involving murder and intrigue have been dramatized by BBC Radio in the early 90s. And the cool thing is, Audible, our friends over at Audible, have released this as a collection in one audiobook. So you're going to offer us your impressions because you've listened to all three of these stories. First of all, who is Brother Cadfael? Tell us about this.
Well, he is a creation of an author named Alice Peters, who wrote, it's a long book series, but there must be at least 20 books in this series. And it's very famous. Brother Cadfael is his fictional detective. And he is a monk skilled in herbology, so he's a herbalist. And before becoming a monk, he was in the Crusades. He was a soldier and a sailor. So he's coming into monastic life, you know, in his later years, 40-plus kind of age. So he's done a lot. He's traveled. He's gained a lot of worldly knowledge. And now he's decided to forswear violence and basically go and lead a monastic life using what, you know, his skills, especially herbalism, help the monks, help the townspeople, keep healthy and keep a stock of herbs that he grows in his own garden. And he has a workshop at this monastery.
How fun. I mean, when you talk about the herbs and the role they must play in this one, we'll get into that. Does he have a companion like Sherlock Holmes did with Watson?
Well, not really in the same sort of constant sense. He has a lot of friends. He's made a lot of good impressions on people. So, you know, the people around him will step into that role for times. Hugh Barringer is probably the closest. He's the deputy sheriff of Shrewsbury, where this monastery is. And so he will often ask for Brother Cadfael's advice and also get him to accompany him on various things. And I presume that continues throughout the other books.
Okay, so let's go through the three stories then, starting with the first one, Monkshood. What's this one about?
Well, this is where we are introduced in this drama set to the character, and it's a good beginning because it doesn't assume that you've read any of the books that might precede this. So this is a story where we meet him in his priory, and he's in the assembly in the morning, and the abbot of his priory is being sent away because they've just been involved in a bit of a civil war. And it's finally reached Shrewsbury, and the abbot hasn't exactly backed the winning side, and now his loyalty is in question. So the abbot has to ride off, leaving a stricter fellow in charge, Brother Robert, kind of an ambitious underling. And so there's trouble brewing there. No one really likes his style. Brother Cadfael is sort of a gentler soul, and you see that in how he treats his apprentice over the time. He tries to sort of have it a little softer. But he basically, the story involves a family that has decided to bequeath all of their wealth to the monastery in exchange for the ability to live out the rest of their days as guests of the monastery. So they move in. The documents aren't sealed yet, and they won't be now because the prior has had to leave, and they need to sort of resolve who is the actual head of the abbey before that can happen. So that's left open. This family now has moved in very quickly, and there's kind of a little tension there. To add to that, the head of the family is soon murdered by herbs, which can only be gotten from this Brother Catfile's workshop. So now everyone's under suspicion. It might be advantageous to the monastery. You know, members of the family, maybe didn't like him. So the law has to get involved, and we get this strapping young sergeant who doesn't really think too kindly of Brother Cadfile's machinations as he tries to help everyone get through this crisis and figure out who really did the murder. And add to all that, there's a woman that is part of this family. The widow of this family is a woman that he might have married had life gone differently. They were betrothed at one time, but then he left to go to the Crusades. And she, of course, found another partner. And so that complicates his life as well. So it's a really good, this is what Brother Cadfael is like when his motives are questioned, when there's, room for suspicion. And what will he do? How far will he bend rules and everything to help, any of these people? Right. So it's a really good opening story.
Sounds like it too, when still trying to do what's right and sticking with your own conscience of things that are part of the nonviolence, the whole things that he has given up in the way he wants to handle things. So what about the next story that you've got here for us, Virgin in the Ice?
Virgin in the Ice is basically there was a noble brother and sister, and they were being protected in another abbey that came under attack because they're still troubled times. We're right near the Welsh border and they're still very unsettled. The civil war is still kind of fresh. And the monastery is under attack. They flee because the sister is kind of headstrong and decides that this is the right way of doing things rather than trusting that the abbey will be able to protect them. They go out into the freezing cold. It's winter. It's icy. It's dangerous, and they ended up basically getting lost out there. And Brother Catfile and others are hunted. So their enemies are hunting them. Their friends are hoping to find them first, especially with the Benedictine order. They want to. Their honor is at stake. They've vowed to protect this couple of noble people. And the pressure is on to find them before something dire happens, and eventually they get found, but it's a bit problematic because there's another thing that is found. Unfortunately, there's a woman buried in the ice, and this starts a mystery. Who is this woman? Is she the daughter that they're supposed to protect, or is she someone else? And they have to figure that out and how she died. And so Brother Cadfile sort of gets involved in all of this. It's another one of these multi-threaded stories. All of these stories kind of do this. They have like a number of threads running through them. And it's a good formula. There's usually two or three different things that sort of formulate these. And they're really nicely put together.
Hmm. Are they in the order? If you want to say supposed to be, is whether you could listen to them out of order or not, do they appear to you to be in a specific order?
Well, I think the order that they chose seems to, I get the sense that it brings, we see Brother Cadfile kind of from the beginning, we're sort of introduced when things are a bit shaky. Now he's sort of in more of his, he's not under suspicion. He's more sort of in his stride, I guess. And the third one is, is a bit tougher for him. And, you know, there might be a hint that this is, it's farther along. I'm not sure of the order in the book series that these are actually in. I haven't really gotten to reading the books yet. And so, but there, it's a good, it's, it works as an arc. Like, you do get a sense of, now that this is later, the third story has the sheriff caught, and the deputy, Hugh Barringer, who's been sort of a loyal person for Brother Cadfael to turn to over the course of these stories. He's now in this difficult position of his superior is now in jeopardy, has to be rescued from the Welsh. And of course, Brother Cadfael is Welsh, knows the customs, knows the language. So he, of course, gets involved to try and help, you know, win this, you know, resolve all these difficulties. And they're trying to recover from the civil wars and sort of find a way to coexist. So a lot of tension, a lot of intrigue. It's a neat third story to wrap up this set of stories.
And that one's Dead Man's Ransom for the title. So what about the pacing? Do you think that the pacing and timing of the dramas work for how long they are?
This is designed to be, each of these were designed as a series to be listened to over a 5-day week and 30-minute episodes, right? So it's divided up into these 30-minute chunks, and each story is basically 2.5 hours long. So you're getting like 7 hours of drama, and I think it works pretty well for the pacing of the stories. There's long enough for you to get to know the characters, you know, for you to really care about how it's resolved. Particularly if you spread it out over 5 days, I kind of binged. They're basically 2.5 hour stories.
Okay.
And it works pretty well, I think.
Okay, well, let's take a listen to the sample get provided to us by Audible.
From the darkness of his corner, Brother Cadfael regarded Prior Robert Pennant, ivory of face and silver of hair and brows, ever erect and stately, as if he already balanced the abbot's mitre for which he yearned. Beside him, Abbot Heribert, old and gentle and anxious, seemed to diminish even further.
And who has been guilty of this indiscipline?
One of the novices. The boy was heard singing in the cloisters while he was employed copying a prayer of St. Augustine.
Singing?
A secular song, Father Abbot, and one concerning a woman. It purports to be the lament of a Christian pilgrim imprisoned by the Saracens. He comforts himself by hugging to his breast a gift given to him by his lover at parting. Her chemise.
What? Look at Brother Jerome. He's practically having convulsions. I think he'd forgotten that women exist.
Quiet. I know that song.
What?
It's beautiful.
Really cool. Mike, we're going to have to be wrapping up, so let us know, is it worth the credit on Audible or the $24.99?
Absolutely, yeah. It's they're really well put together dramas, and certainly worth the credit. $24.99 might be a little steep, but they're good dramas, and certainly if you want an interesting mix of religion and murder mystery, you can't go wrong with Brother Cadfael.
Okay, great. And just a heads up that there aren't any extras that come with this one, because sometimes you feature things that do. Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah, pleasure.
Okay, so you can find the Brother Cadfael BBC Radio collection of 3 full cast dramas on Audible. They're doing such great things over there, acquiring and creating. And you get all 3 dramas for $24.81. I lied, it's a little less. Or 1 Audible credit if you remember.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, sounds good. Quality was nice. Coming up next, Fern Lulham highlights Sightsavers, an international organization that works to both cure and prevent blindness in developing nations. We'll talk to her after this break. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.